Go to him now. He calls you. You can't refuse when you've got nothing. You've got nothing to lose. You're invisible now. You've got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel?
What's the next line, Vic?
How does it feel?
To be on your own.
Yeah, Vic. It's Petros and Money on AM 570 LA
Sports. Rolling Stone, y'all.
We are your home of the Dodgers. Today, no Dodgers.
No Dodgers.
Rained out in San Francisco. They will play a doubleheader
later
this month, which means day off for the intrepid Dodger reporter, David Vasse.
And he wouldn't even do Dodger talk. He's staying in Sausalito. He's not getting back on the boat. He said, don't get off the boat, Apocalypse Now style, unless you're going all the way.
So that means rain out Dodger talk with Tim Cates, 7 to 8 p.m.
Yeah!
Voice your Cates frustrations or support.
He's going to let you have your say, unlike Vasse. He just talks down to the people.
When Vasse's away,
Cates will have his say.
And the callers, too, right, Vic?
So will the callers. 866-987-2570. Are you leaving, Vic? You going home?
I got some stuff I must do, but you know what? I'm psyched for tomorrow's Dodgers Hater One's reschedule.
All right.
We all are. Have a safe trip home, Vic.
Come on now.
Side streets. Yeah.
It's how I roll.
It's a big day. We have a big guest coming on in a moment, so we got to get going quickly. It is a Frogman Friday. I wish I was a fisherman tumbling on the sea, far away from dry land and its bitter memories.
Frogman.
On a Friday, we celebrate the sea and the people and creatures of it.
Frogman.
And those that protect us.
Frogman.
On a Frogman Friday, we also...
Frogman.
Has to be an octopus. Look at the marks. We celebrate the great Mike Nelson. Of course, Lloyd Bridges' character, the most fabulous television show ever produced, Sea Hunt.
Well, that solves our mystery.
Hey, sure looks like the marks of an octopus, all right. But an octopus never attacks.
What do you mean?
I know, it's got a pretty bad reputation, but at least in my experience, it's just not aggressive.
You ever tangle with one?
No, they've never bothered me.
You see the marks, it couldn't be anything else.
Get ready, Tim.
You know, it's also a Frogman Friday, so...
What are you nuts? We got to get that stuff to Florida. Do you know what it's like these days? You got the freaking Navy everywhere. You got Frogman. You got EC2s with the satellite tracking stuff. You got the freaking Bell 209 assault choppers up their ass. We're losing one out of every 9 loads. That's no duck walk anymore, let me tell you. Forget about the money. What do you suggest is reasonable?
Yeah. Good job, baby. Ted the talking bear.
Oh, it's a drop the mic. He just turned the mic off, stood up, and walked out the room.
Way to go.
Jeez.
Yeah, Teddy.
Grabbed the script, turned the mic off, and started walking.
Good job, Teddy.
Oh, look at that. He's got a little bit of sweat on the brow.
Oh, yeah.
He got a little bit of sweat. He was nervous.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, Teddy.
That was nervous.
Nothing wrong with some
reading.
Flop sweats, Ted. Don't worry about that at all, brother.
Well done. Well done, Ted.
It's time for C-Lab, Teddy. You're going to go work there now.
That's right, Teddy. All right, Teddy.
Way to go, Teddy. Hey, Teddy. Do it for Teddy. Underneath the sea.
Joel Klatt.
We got Joel Klatt at the end, but we start with Malah.
Very next segment, Kevin Malah, World Series champion.
Malah.
I believe they called themselves the Idiots. Is that correct, Cates? Wasn't that Boston Red Sox group the Idiots?
Los Idiotas.
The Cowboys, the Idiots, all of those different nicknames.
Now Los Caballeros.
MLB Network. The show is called Intentional Talk with Chris Rose. Kevin Malah.
Malah.
Going to join us in our very next segment.
We like Malah.
We do like Malah.
My dad will be around.
How's he doing?
He's fine. I talked to him today on the telephone.
Does
on my
watch
way
the Masters?
No.
No?
No.
Never golf? Like,
no.
Even like in the...
You could ask him.
The heyday of Nicholas, yeah. Arnie.
You could ask him.
I could see your old man being a Chichi Rodriguez guy.
We all love Chichi.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
Unsheath that putter.
Yeah, I don't think... You could ask him, but I don't think you're going to get much. Chichi, get the yayo. Dave Dusick, speaking of golf, is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. He is our friend from the Golf Channel.
Oh, my God.
What just happened? What?
That shot by Bubba was just absolutely ridiculous. That thing curved at least a football field, P. That thing was 100 yards of curve. Look at where he's aimed. and where this ball lands. So it's got to turn that corner and go all the way to the right. Tuck down to the right is where that hole is.
Man, it's like they put a steering wheel on that ball.
Hot damn!
Dave Dusick will join us to discuss that shot that made Matt Merton Hanks' neck to where his head almost just rolled off his shoulders.
Did you see Ted stick his head in the glass and go, ooh!
You like that, Ted? Ted, why don't you come in here and reiterate Matt's surprise about the great shot that we all just saw.
He put his head in the window. Yeah, ooh!
Ted's face looked like a sex doll. I was like, oh! And Joel Klatt is going to join us to clat back at Matt Money Smith and Matt's confusion over Saquon Barkley and Joel's hot Saquon
Barkley.
He's
got a lot of numbers. He's trying to figure them out.
There's hot numbers out there, Matt. And if you don't got the heat, get out of the kitchen, dog. Right? Coming up in the very next segment, Kevin Mallah to talk about the Dodgers. Best thing ever, Dodgers can't lose today. Best thing ever, Dodgers didn't lose yesterday. And there's a game tomorrow.
It's gotten to that point, huh? 2-5. Hey, at least they didn't lose today.
I don't like this, Mike. I thought it was a replay of that shot, Matt. But that's the replay of what happened when he won the Masters back in the day.
Sudden death playoff, yeah. One of the great shots in
Let's go Dogs.
Masters history. Yeah, hopefully I'm of use to you today. Maybe we ought to turn the TV off until the Deucer comes on at 4:30 p.m.
We should get Alex Wood on. I bet you he's excited about old Bubba. And so would our boy Farmer. Kyle Farmer be, too. Yeah. Old Brad Paisley loves this as well.
How about we get down on a farm with Kyle Farmer?
Hey, we love the South.
As a Southern American.
Just leave it there.
We'll be right back with Kevin Mallah.
He's
a Yank from the North, but a Red Sox. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Petros and money on a rainout day. No Dodger contest tonight as they are rained out in San Francisco. Doubleheader will not be tomorrow, but later this month when these teams get together for the third time in the first 30 days of the baseball season. April 28th.
It's going to be a while.
It'll be a while.
But that's okay.
But they're planning on playing tomorrow.
They are going to play tomorrow if it doesn't rain too much. And we will be all over it here on AM570 LA Sports. Tim Cates will have rain out Dodger talk tonight starting at 7. And Matt and I, in some form, will take you up until that moment. So don't worry. Everything is fine.
And why don't we put some salve on that wound, as you like to say, P, by giving some folks a pair of Dodger tickets.
Why not?
How about Dodger fans getting a pair of Dodger tickets? We do it every weekday morning with Dan Patrick at 7:45 and every afternoon with us here on Petros and Money at 2:20 p.m. Time check. 2:20.
Time check.
And 21 seconds. 866-987-2570. Let's go caller 10. Gets a pair of Dodger tickets. It's brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
All right. We're giving you Dodger tickets. And then right now, keyword. Now, that's a lot of information. First,
that's a lot of winning.
Was the number to call to win the Dodger tickets, and the lines are full, so somebody's going to win their way to go.
Already somebody in the 805. Stop calling.
Congratulations.
They've been giving away.
Congratulations. We also just gave away an opportunity for you to win $1,000 if you text that keyword.
Win.
To 200-200, and then they're going to call you back.
And that's how you'll win in the end, if you answer the phone when they call you back.
Win in the end. I'm going to win in the end. And then pound 250, Petros will get you a free dental exam from Dr. Cunning.
That's a lot.
In the Montclair area. Montclair also famous for being the first California city to make texting and walking illegal. Now, Matt and I have two. It's also the home of Dr. Cunning.
The first, by the way, city in America to do that
was Fort Lee, New Jersey.
And if you look at the area code on the hotline,
let's get out to Secaucus.
That's New Jersey right there, 201.
Next Wednesday, April 11th, Matt and I are going to be, courtesy of our friends at Legends in Long Beach and Bubba Burger and EMSA, WeatherTech Sports Car Championships, at Legends in Long Beach for the Grand Prix. We want to see you in Belmont Shore. And a week from today, we have two remotes next week. We have the PMS Ultimate Upland Super Grill-Off at Barbecues Galore. Come by for some serious discounts and some serious grilling at the Barbecues Galore in Upland. And joining us right now, imagine this guy knows his way around a grill, from the MLB Network, a hero to the people and a voice in baseball that the people can relate to. World Series champion in the 2004 magical year of the Boston Red Sox, and you can watch him host Intentional Talk, where he talks intentionally.
I should probably get it out of the way, because I don't want to insult him, but I do believe they called themselves the idiots. I said maybe they called themselves the Cowboys, but I think the phrase was cowboy up, and they were the idiots, right?
Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
It was Cowboy up in 03 and a bunch of idiots in 04. So, yes.
There we
go. You're right on.
There you go.
All right. There we go.
He's got thick skin. That's why they let him around the kids. He's got MLB Network's kids-focused show, Play Ball, debuting at 7 and 9 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow. So that's going to be really cool. He's got Cody Bellinger on that. You've made a career in television, Kevin. How has that been? I mean, it's been over a decade, right? I mean, you've been a champion on TV for a while. How does it feel, man, to be a media dude?
Nah, you know what's funny, man? It's the question is, when you're done playing, what are you going to do, right? And obviously, it's kind of like all we know is baseball. I went to LA City Junior College down the road right there in Vermont and Melrose. I went to Uni High at Hart High School. So I grew up in LA. I grew up a Dodger fan. What do you do when you're done? I'm like, well, then the network launched in 09 and got a chance to go in there and do a couple shows and the suit and tie thing. I'm like, man, that's tough. I don't even know a tie. But Intentional Talk, they kind of created a new show, and Chris Rose and myself have done that. This is our seventh year, so it's been a blast because it keeps you in the game. Like, now I'm at age where, like, you're old and all your friends are, like, in the broadcast booth or the field managers. You know, Dave Robbins, I'm like, bro, do you remember when we used to shower together and now you're the, like, got this big leather chair in your desk? And you're writing out lineups now. So it's funny how time goes real quick.
It does go fast. There's no doubt about it. But some things remain the same, Kevin Millar. Like the arcade across the street from LA City College on Vermont, is that old school arcade is still there. Now, you were a very intentioned man, playing baseball. But did you ever make it over to the arcade and play some Asteroids and such back in the day?
Dig Dug or some Defender?
Yes, that was my go-to game, Asteroids. I mean, you start thrusting, and you just sit there. Remember, you just got take your little dude, and you have little flash.
You know what, though?
Shooting sideways.
You start thrusting, and it gets away from you. You wanted to stay centered as long as you possibly could.
Get a little squirrely in the back end.
Get a little squirrely in the back end. You get thrusting going.
Yeah, I love that arcade.
Yeah, then you get the rocks, and then you explode, and then you hit the arcade thing, and then you act like nothing happened. You know,
and then you get thrown out.
It's still there. Still there with the big, beautiful open doors. You just walk right into that arcade, L.A. City.
Oh, we could talk arcade for days, but unfortunately, Kevin, we have a Dodger team that's at 2-5.
Yeah.
And it is panic mode out here right now because there's no offense. What are we to make of this start?
I don't know, man. You know what? Obviously, we sit here and say, oh, Justin Turner, when he gets back, he'll be more balanced. Bottom line, they've been swinging a lot. They've been swinging and missing a lot in the breaking balls, the fastballs, and the breaking ball counts. And here we go, the Dodgers. I love baseball because it's a 162-game season. But the first 2 weeks, it's so magnified, right? If you get up to a start, Ohtani, he's hitting .429, he's 6-14. Holy cannoli. And then, if you go 1-22, we got Jose Ramirez over there in Cleveland. He got a second hit today. And this kid was a silver slugger last year. Relax. You know, it's L.A. Go down Sunset Boulevard, pull down your convertible, go get you a smoothie. Dodgers are fine. Clayton Kershaw's going to get a W. He won't give up home runs to lefties. All is good.
Are you sure? Because, There's the Santa Clarita Valleys out here, and it can get pretty hot out there, Millar. You know how it is. Because this, I mean, just remember, I know it's early and it doesn't really matter, and you know more about baseball than I'll ever know. But this happened in August where they had that terrible slide, and Dave Roberts didn't seem to be able to pull him out of it in a weird way. What if that happens again, man? What if it happens like that?
Hey, that terrible slide was scary, though, because I was sitting here. Like, the Dodgers didn't lose, it seemed like, for three straight months, and then they couldn't win a game for, like, 10 and 11 and 12. I'm like, whoa. They're not that bad, and maybe they weren't that good. So where are the Dodgers? And that's what you always want to ask. I'll tell you this. They got tremendous leadership. They got Dave Roberts and that staff, awesomeness. Being around them in spring training, great kids. I mean, from Bellinger to Cody, the Seager to whoever you want to say. I mean, Kenley Jansen's unbelievable. So they have a great unit. Chase Utley. Tremendous, but you're going to go through struggles, right? So you're 2-5, and here we go. And then, Arizona's looking good. They're 6-1, and this is what I love. I mean, the Rockies are better. The Diamondbacks are good. Rockies go out and spend a lot of money in their bullpen. The Dodgers will be fine. They're too good of a unit. I mean, they are a complete unit built for the long haul. And I think that every team, they're going to go 2-5, by the way, 15 times this year. So every team goes 2-5 at some point.
Kevin Millar is with us. He is not only the co-host of Intentional Talk, but tomorrow, how about MLB Network's kid-focused show, Play Ball, debuting at 7 and 9 a.m. Pacific time here, and Cody Bellinger going to be with him. You mentioned Cody by name. If you had to, I guess maybe, I don't want to say call out, but suggest, let's say, to euphemize it, suggest that one bat has really got to come alive to perhaps wake up the rest. Is there a more important hitter in that lineup, perhaps, than any other guy that you'd like to see get it going here?
I mean, the talent and the ceiling of Bellinger and Seager, right? I mean, they're big, 6'4", good-looking kids, and you see what Bellinger is capable of doing. Comes up, steals first base, basically. I know Adrian was hurt, but he never got it back, and the kid almost hit 40 home runs. So, you know, he's such a dynamic, fun scene. And then Seager. So I would put them neck and neck. I mean, when Seager gets hot and gets going, I think the team gets going. You know, it's your shortstop, it's your leader, it's your – it's just your playmaker in general. Taylor, let's not sleep on him. He's also a guy. So they have three young studs that I think either one of those guys go, the team goes. You know, you kind of feed off each other. And when you're going good, you're going good. And when you're going bad, you know, it's kind of like everybody's trying to hit that three-run home run. It's like an extra inning game that just keeps going and going. So I just, like I said, the play ball scene, I believe, is 7 and 10. Pacific time, and being around these guys, and I love going in the cages and seeing what they do. Some guys hit tee, some guys hit soft toss, but I just think when you ask if they're one guy, I mean, Puig, hey, flip a coin. It's fun to watch him. I don't care who you are. It's just fun to see what he's going to do. But those three, I would say, if they go, the Dodgers go.
Nobody ever knows what Gabe Kapler's going to do. He's an interesting guy. I know you guys were teammates. I've seen him on your show, and I know, though you guys are very different, you had a great relationship when you were players. What do you make of the situation in Philadelphia? And, I mean, obviously very early, but he seems to be trying to get out of a hole already for himself.
Yeah, we're very different with our shirt off also, just so you know. I'm about a 22% body fat. He's about a 4% body fat.
Oh, he'll tell you, too. He wants to tell everybody the percentage.
I'll tell you this, and I spoke with Gabe. I needed to have some information addressing the situation that went on. Obviously, the benching that starts off day one with Odubel Herrera, you know, this guy gets benched against Teron. That's opening day, who's one of your best players, but because he's some – you know, bad numbers against them. I didn't like that move. The 18 pitchers used in 3 days, it was interesting. Because if you look at the days off, the first weeks of the season, especially in the East Coast and all the stuff going on with the weather, you could manage like the World Series the first week. People don't know that. You're not going to manage that way all the way through the year. You can't use 18 pitchers every three-game series and only, you know, starters getting pulled out after 65 pitches and 68 pitches. Like Noah got pulled out, and then you got Freddie Freeman, the Braves, doing cartwheels. Thank goodness gracious, you know, Noah's out of the game. So that's not going to happen, you know. But I think you try to get everybody in the game. You try to get everything going. You try to get every bullpen set up, man. And then all of a sudden, then you're not winning, and then you get booed on the home opener as the manager. But they did a great job, the PA system, getting right to the first hitter of the game.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So Gabe's not stupid. That's one thing. Gabe's very intelligent and played in Boston and understands the market that he was going to be a manager for, the Phillies. It just hasn't gotten off to a great start. They won their home opener, in a shutout fashion. So I think more wins, better for Gabe, better for the Phillies, and then the fans, less booze.
He had come on our show a few times, seemed very likable, affable to be around. At the same time, when he got his job out here, Kevin, with the Dodgers, it seemed like he was pretty polarizing. I mean, not with the fans, but kind of with the players. I mean, you know him real well. Like you said, I mean, he was a teammate of yours. Do you get the sense that he does have the right disposition and personality when it comes to trying to run a 25-man clubhouse and all the personalities that are in there?
Oh, I told him this a few days ago. I said, just have fun, bro. Just have fun. Enjoy this opportunity of being one of 30 in the world. That's my advice. I have, you know, Dave Roberts and Gabe Kapler and Mike Redmond is the next teammate. And, you know, you look at the Aaron Boones and all these young managers. But don't forget, we were players just a little bit ago and understand what we like and didn't like as a manager. You know, there's a lot of chit-chat on teams, on the planes and late and after the games. And you're starting to hear, I don't want anything forced. You know, Gabe was one of my favorite teammates, you know, and I know that, you know, we're not ball players. You know, you can't play tickle bunny all the time when you're the field manager. But you also can have a humbleness and just a relaxation of just like you're dealing with men. This is not a minor league farm system. Have fun. How's their family?
How's the wife? How's the kids? Be normal. My favorite managers were the managers that asked me, you know, the real questions. You know, we know we're hitting 300. We know we're hitting 100. But, you know, we are people and humans, and there's issues going on, and, you know, the kid's doing good. And that goes a long way with players. So just have fun was all I said. I said, bro, you know the market, but let's not lose the sight that you're one of 30 in the world. And I think sometimes you got to be reminded of that.
Got to ask, Kevin, because your new show, Play Ball, that's going to debut tomorrow on MLB Network, 7 and 9 a.m. Pacific, Saturday mornings were This Week in Baseball, and we're about the same age, all of us here and you. Did you remember anything in particular with Mel Allen? Was it his voice? Was it the Ozzie Smith backflip that really got you going when you would flip on the This Week in Baseball back in the day?
So awesome. I would look forward to that. The soundtrack. Al Allen, the voice, the whole shebang. It's, you know what? When you're a baseball fan, it's in your blood. It's what you kind of looked at, you know, and you kind of got fired up to get to Saturdays to see it. And now, obviously, the MLB Network is just, you know, we started this thing. It's awesome. It's fun. It's for the kids. There's a future. And I love getting the players kind of behind the scenes, right? Because it's like, you always see a salary and robot. Clayton's making $30 million. The only two had to start. Like, come on, bro. Clayton's a dad. He's a husband. You know, he's an awesome guy. Does a lot of great things. And, you know, we get so consumed on that. So I love the behind the scenes and stuff. And this Play Ball episode, it shows that.
All right. Hart High School dominating the footy league since the 80s with guys like Zeal, Millar, Shields, Mike Montgomery.
All them dudes.
A real star. Let's go Indians. Ted Isenda's got nothing on you guys, Kevin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well, Teddy I, man.
Mala.
Hey,
Zeal.
Teddy I dragged Tim Cates across the goal line 6 times. He dragged him back across and just dragged Cates.
Cates is upset. Cates wanted to pick up the phone.
Oh,
and
are you doing a fake conversation?
League, man, and Milad just ejected.
Are you doing a fakey?
Hey, Kevin just said he was glad to come on anytime.
Don't
really
do the fakey.
Conversation.
Here, Matt, you do the fakey. Now, listen, we had a real guy.
There was a producer of a show.
I need the dial tone sound, though. There was a producer of a show who used to, like, because we can see who's on the phone.
We have a call. What's called a call screener on the screen,
right,
is the number that called, what line they're on, and then we can punch it up
computer
from the phone that's in the studio. So
yeah,
we can see what number's on hold, if they're still on hold,
uh-huh,
if they're being talked to in this room or another room.
So, like, we can see, and this guy would act like somebody would be on the show, like somebody really important. And he
like
would,
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, and he would be like...
What? He was.
That he was. And he would be like... Not really on the phone with the guy. Like, he would be hung up, but he'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, no, everything's going good.
He would try to do the post-interview conversation.
No, my wife's doing great. Everything's going good. Yeah, no, thanks. Oh, the guys love it. Yeah, we'll get you out. We're going to have a, what's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Kim and I, we knew each other in college. Yeah, just good to see you. Thanks
hey,
a lot, Bruce.
Hey, Blank.
Yes?
You know, we can see that there's nobody on the phone. We can see that you're talking to nobody.
You caught me in a lie.
There's nothing there. He hung up.
It wasn't just
we said
once,
goodbye,
though.
All the time, until he was called out.
Here, you do one. You do one.
All right.
Let's say.
Who is it? Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, let's say Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen. All right. Thanks a lot for joining us, Charlie Sheen. You know what? The people around Charlie want to help him. They want to help him, and he's got to realize that.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, I just want to say thanks. I know you got a lot of requests, and it means a lot to Pat, and it means a lot to me. And what's... Yeah, no. We can totally do it again. Whatever you want. Listen, we can talk about whatever... I love... my favorite?
Hey, guy.
Boy, tough one. I'm probably going to... listen.
Hey.
I'm probably going to go... A lot of people say Major League.
Hey, guy.
But,
hey, brother. Hey.
Yeah.
We know he ain't on there. We can see that the phone's been hung up for about 90 seconds since you've been talking to Sheen.
I am humiliated, and I am now going to go take a walk in my fancy clothes, get a cup of coffee, just get away from all of you for a moment.
That being said, Kevin Millar said he enjoyed coming on the show. We'd do it anytime.
Nah, that's a lie. You
didn't.
Acted like, you know what? Here,
he
you
didn't.
Do one.
Because,
you do one. You talk to Millar.
He hung up as soon as we said bye.
You talk to Millar.
Hey, Kevin, it's Tim, producer. Thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate you jumping on and talking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Baseball anytime with you, man. You're the best. We know you were a scab back in 04. We're okay. Or 94, yeah.
Hey, Gates. Yeah, we know he's not there. We know why he hung up. As soon as we said goodbye, he ejected.
No, I'll tell
Bruce, me?
I'll tell Leslie, yeah. No, yeah.
Me at the Christmas party?
Everybody loves. We love the show.
I know Pat gets invited every year, but yeah, I'd love to come. Oh, you know what? I have a conflict. I won't be able to go, but how generous of you to invite me. We're terrible.
What's going on in the Masters, Matt? Because it's Masters Day, and Matt loves to watch the Masters. This is the last 2 days are the most vacant that Matt Smith can be on the show.
He's carrying the show. I am extremely distracted. Not that that doesn't regularly happen.
I mean, it doesn't seem that especially. Well, that or when the women's national championship for the NCAA.
Yeah, that's that is another day. Patrick Reed.
That's when you really get your dauber up.
The rotund Patrick Reed.
Pat Reed.
Who plays golf with a fire in his belly, second to none on tour, is atop the leaderboard at 7 under. And our friend, Travis Matthew, man, Charlie Hoffman, with his wacky blonde locks and his UNLV.
Let's go, Travis Matthew.
Is also at the top of the leaderboard at 5 under. Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, both tied at 4 under. So even round today for the Spieth. 2 under for McIlroy, and really the most interesting man in all the Masters, Tiger Woods, was flirting with the cut line. Cut line is
going to make it.
It's going to be 5 over, and he just birdied one of those par fives. Had a shot at eagle, did not get the eagle, but got the birdie. So a little bit of breathing room. Woods currently at 4 over with 5 left to play on a rough day at the Masters. Unfortunately, friend of the show, Patrick Cantlay.
What happened?
He did not play well.
Oh, Matt, you know, it can't all be wedding cake.
He will miss the cut at 7 over. He will miss the cut by 3 players, actually by 2 strokes. So did not have a good day today. Shot 3 over today, 4 over yesterday, and will not make the cut at the Masters this season.
Oh, God.
Phil Mickelson in by the skin of his teeth.
By the skin of his yellow country San Diego teeth?
He shot 7 over today. But still will make the cut.
What a loser.
Over. Yes. So top of the leaderboard, Pat Reed, Leishman, Hoffman, McIlroy, Spieth, and DJ with a big charge today, shot 4 under. So there you go.
So from a country club of elitists to the urban song of the day.
That's congruous.
We do it all.
The Kevin Figures Urban Song of the Day.
Wait by August Alsina is the urban song of the day because Dodger fans will have to wait another day to get their hands on the San Francisco Giants because, of course, there was a rainout tonight. But, hey, you got Tim Cates doing Dodger talk tonight, so you guys can – thank you, Tim. So you guys can air out all of your ills and complain about the Dodgers' stagnant offense and things of that nature tonight with Tim Cates at 7 o'clock. How about that?
Nice. Hey, here's a good text. I had a fake emergency conversation outside a bar in Brentwood once to avoid paying for a Harpy's drinks. It worked, but her shrewd Asian friend saw through it.
Oh,
that friend saw right through it.
Shrewd. Yeah. That Asian friend of yours is shrewd.
That was a fake conversation.
I would have got away with it if it weren't for your shrewd Asian friend.
It was a good idea, and I didn't have to pay for those drinks, and I would have got away with it, too.
Hard enough for you meddling kids.
How do you have a fake conversation now with iPhones? Because you can clearly see if the light's on, if there's like a phone being connected. You can't do it anymore.
In your pocket, dude. You put the phone in your pocket and you do the
headphones.
Your headphones.
The Bluetooth. How do you Bluetooth it up? Yeah, Cates.
Yeah, dumbass. God, you're stupid.
Dumbass.
Or maybe Cates is the shrewd Asian friend. And that's how she figured it out. Hey, man, your iPhone ain't lit up with no call. That ain't nothing but a black screen. And I saw your damn screensaver a second ago. Saying maybe Cates is observing. What's that, Kev? Oh yeah, I used to go to those games at heart. You bet. Arcade, really? You and me next time you're in town? You bet I'll play doubles with you on the gauntlet.
I tweeted at Petrus and Money a picture of the family arcade on Vermont right across from LA City College. So everybody can get a little taste of that.
Oh yeah.
We'll be right back with a secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup. Hey, we haven't talked about it yet, Cates. We haven't made one comment about you know what.
Great point. Congratulations, Cates.
Two big ones. Two big remotes next week. Matt and I on Wednesday will be for the Roar at the Shore, Long Beach, kicking off the Grand Prix. We will be in Long Beach's Jewel, Belmont Shore, at Legends, the very first sports bar on Earth. It's a great place, too.
That's the truth.
And we want to see you there. Wednesday, April 11th.
It's a big room.
Will you be there with Litigator Dad, St. Anthony Saints Dad?
The Commodore.
Next Friday, April 3rd.
Your actual dad.
Yeah, my dad, who's going to join us next hour.
Perhaps my in-law dad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in-law stepfather dad.
Love that guy.
Jerry.
Yacht it up. Oh. Next Friday, April 13th. Ahoy, Jerry. We'll be out in Upland, and that's going to be great, too. Not at the Tropical Lay, though you wish.
Before we get out to Upland, P, let's get someone to the Grand Prix of Long Beach. Right now, caller 5-866-987-2570. We're doing the Roar at the Shore. You could win a pair of passes right now to Pit Row. Sweet passes. Not sweet, but actually the Pit Row suite passes that are sweet to the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, so, Sunday, April 15th.
Caller 5.
Caller 5 right now.
866-987-2570.
Bring earplugs. 987-2570. It's brought to you by Bubba Burger. Bubba Burger, the official burger and proud sponsor of EMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship.
All right, well, speaking of Bubba Burgers, you grill burgers.
Yeah.
And you would grill them on a barbecue. Like we're saying, we will be in Upland next Friday, April 13th. Join us. Now, you could live a whole week of PMS. Wednesday, Long Beach. Friday, Upland at the barbecues galore. Back to Long Beach for the race on Saturday. We're going to be chilling and grilling in Upland, though.
Chilling and grilling?
Friday the 13th, 2 to 6 Super Mix. Barbecues galore. Upland, located at 1380 West 7th Street. A lot of parking, a lot of fun. Serious effing fun in serious grilling. And Matt, seriously.
Seriously.
Was that a publicity stunt?
Yes.
The whole thing.
When's the last time we talked about the UFC?
It's been a while.
Right? I mean, the last time we talked about the UFC was when Conor McGregor said, I don't give an F about the UFC. I'm going to box. I'm going to go box Floyd Mayweather Jr. That is the last time we talked about the UFC.
But Dana White seems so serious.
Oh, yeah, he can act.
And this guy has been arrested. He's been charged. They wouldn't let his plane take off from LaGuardia.
I mean,
or JFK. And I texted a guy
I'm
know.
I'm going to throw this con at the boss.
I texted a UFC announcer that I knew, and I said.
Oh, you've got friends in the UFC.
I have friends. I definitely have friends. No one can say.
I have friends. I definitely have friends. Friends.
And I did.
And you said, hey, man.
I said, hey, man.
This is a bunch of BS, man.
Is this legit or what? Are you okay? Because I think he was on the bus. I was like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. I was like, is this legit or what, man? And he was like, I wish it wasn't. I mean, he said, I wish it wasn't legit, but it's legit.
I mean,
these Irish people and these Russians have gone crazy. And he said it's legit.
So you're saying race war, Irish v. Russians.
Matt, I'm not saying anything. The first thing I think when something like this happens is exactly what you think. I've been around too long.
We haven't talked about them in 6 months. What did the Fertittas sell them for, like $10 billion or something?
Publicity stunt. But then I saw that trash can go on the window.
I mean,
and the guy
the
going,
gate.
You know, cut me, Mick, and the whole deal. Cates, legit? Legit or publicity stunt?
I think it's a publicity stunt because UFC.
If it's a publicity stunt, they really crossed the line.
They have an upcoming fight, UFC 223.
They canceled it. But it's all canceled.
Could anybody name any fighters in that fight?
Hell no.
The guy
Russian.
That got all cut up.
The Russian guy.
The only reason I knew UFC 232 or whatever it is coming up is because of this story.
Exactly right. Maybe tickets were so. Maybe it was soft. Maybe it was a soft room. And they're in the big town. Next thing you know, you're in the big town. It's Brooklyn. I live in the Manhattan Beach of Brooklyn. And it's not full. And people are talking about the demise of the UFC. The Fertittas, they're laughing all the way to their purchase of the Houston Rockets.
So what
they
do
got
they do? Activate the McGregor button and send him crazy running around the building throwing stuff? Hey, Connor, do us a solid and get yourself arrested.
Hey, guess who's giving us guess who's looking down at us right now?
UFC figures?
UFC figures.
He's looking at us
like,
it's a UFC 78
in Vermont.
Because
I looked to my right. I can see you from where I'm sitting,
P.
Cant, and I saw the look of judgment,
Kevin. Got his affliction t-shirt.
Come on, armbar figures. Give it to us.
You're
from 78th
in
Vermont, dude. Give it to us. Give us the high kick to the side
legit?
Of the head.
I think it's pretty legit. You would risk throwing away a pay-per-view event in your main event?
What if nobody's buying it? What if nobody's watching it? What if it's down like 50% from your pay-per-view event a year ago?
I guess there's no way of knowing that one way or the other. But
I mean, do you feel like there's heat on the UFC right now?
Hey, we know McGregor's agent, Adi Attar, with the cologne and the special
right.
team. We got to call Adi Attar. He played at UCLA. We got to get Adi Attar on.
I mean, McGregor was going to come back. I mean, that's what Dana came on with Adam and I earlier this week and says he's going to come back in September.
FNA podcast. What'd he say?
Wait a minute. Did you just Dana White?
You didn't even say Dana White. You said Dana.
Dana. Yeah.
Like could have been Dana Delaney.
Matt can say Philip for Philip Rivers because Matt's the voice of the Bolts. Are you the voice of the UFC figures? You can just F and A Dana like that?
We're on topic, so I just figured I'd say Dana. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh,
Dana
that's a close personal
Dana gave us a call.
My good friend, Dana White.
What did he say?
Me.
He was on the F and A podcast this week?
He was. He was on a Wednesday, as a matter of fact. He said that he's been in constant contact with Conor and that it's looking like Conor's going to be back in the octagon come September.
Well, this was that before was he was arrested.
Correct. This was the day before.
So you're saying no stunt. Conor lost
his
mind.
I do think this was actually...
You're saying what P mentioned.
Yeah.
Irish v. Russians.
Yes. International war.
Mm.
International war of anger between Irish fighters and Russian fighters grappling in the streets like Double Dragon?
This is going to end ugly. We should just stay out of the fight. Just
what do you
stay
mean?
Out.
What do you mean stay out? We're not doing anything. I'm just asking if it's real or fake.
It's 100% real. Come
you
on.
You gotta check. I mean,
it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real.
Here I am in deep thought.
Oh, my God.
It's the difference. There's a pier on the West Coast.
Matt.
It's a bridge on the East. Happy Friday, guys.
Oh, wow.
Just stop. See, now you're making it about Bill Ryder, and it wasn't. Just because he lives in Brooklyn and this stupid thing
happened. Don't you remember?
Happened.
Figures remembers. He was captain. He was freaking Admiral UFC. You would always have the, I watched it. It was amazing.
Is that what you got
you
it from, Figures?
Fight. Did it was
you get
unbelievable.
It? Oh, I didn't get anything
did
from him.
Did you get
personally.
It from your brother, Bill Ryder?
No, I got nothing from Bill Ryder.
What
was
do you
he
mean?
Or was he not Mr. UFC?
Oh, yeah, he was
always.
He says he started covering them all the time, and he knew had personal relationships with a couple of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was all over it.
So you're saying it's real?
I believe it's
I'm
real.
I'm not playing a Fred and Rodney game. I'm just saying. You're saying it's not a publicity stunt. Kate says publicity
I'm gonna
stunt.
I'm going to get Nancy. We'll find out if it's real.
No, do not get Nancy with the laughing face. They burned all our people, by the way. We can't talk to anybody in the room anymore.
They burned us every employee.
They burned us every way. They trashed our car. Now, Matt, you're saying fake.
I'm saying fake.
I say fake. I'm with you guys.
I'm changing mine to real because you said Russians versus Irish. This is real.
Well,
folks.
My friend that works in
this
the UFC,
is scary real.
He sent me a picture on Instagram.
You know how much they sold the UFC for, the Fertittas?
A lot.
$4.2 billion.
And now they're losing money.
And now UFC can't, I mean, it doesn't move the needle anymore. Like Rousey's in the WWE, McGregor's boxing.
My friend sent me a picture of an Instagram thing. It was a big group of Russian dudes looking real hard, looking like Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Right.
And it said, see any Irish dudes? I mean, they are getting pretty hot. I don't know if it's real. I think it's a PR. I think maybe it started as a PR thing, and the Irish just got too geeked up. You know?
That is a theory, that they planned this whole stunt, but they didn't actually plan on anybody getting hurt and canceling the pay-per-view.
You know, it's funny.
It went over the top.
I was listening to the opposite of Irish and Scottish aggression on my way up. I was listening to the original art rock band, Bell and Sebastian, a Scottish band, Matt,
Squish.
But live in this particular recording in Ireland. And the guy from Bell and Sebastian, Stuart Murdoch, I think is his name, was complaining. He comes on stage and goes, all I see, I come to Ireland, and all I see is two Scottish and one English. I don't see. And then you hear some drunk in the crowd taking it too far, going, I'm Irish! I'm Irish! You know, I'm not saying that the Irish are too geeked, but there's a reason no more snakes live on that island. You know, it's a scary place.
Hey, I'm looking at a February 2018 article from Bloomberg Business Week. Instead of killing boxing, the UFC will use it as its last lifeline. It's a dying brand. I'm the only thing you got. That's what McGregor said, man. And then they put all their weight behind that Russian, and he freaked out, man.
Hey, Connor. Yeah? We need you to get all coked up and just go berserk outside Brooklyn. Just need you just to freak out. Just go buck wild. Just go Tasmanian devil stop.
No problem.
We'll get you out of it in the aftermath. Just try not to kill anybody, okay?
You got it. Just make sure the ladies aren't around, huh?
All right, yeah. No, well, there's one lady, but she's so swole, you know. Don't even worry about it.
You want me to throw a can at the bus, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then.
And then read some Yeats.
Where's me white lady?
Where's me cocaine? We'll be right back with more PMS. Where's me coke?